The Star Report with Sasha Star.
So Madonna wants you to know something.
She wants me to know something.
Yes.
That she's done it all, been it all, seen it all.
Well, I told you, she wants you to know that actually she was not supposed to be doing a tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Who was she doing a tribute to?
All this backlash was out of nowhere. So she posted a picture of herself with Camila Cabello, who won at the MTV Music Awards, Video Music Awards, a bigger part of it, and she says, "Just to clarify, I was asked to present Video of the Year by MTV, and then they asked me to share any anecdotes I had in my career connected to Aretha Franklin. I shared a part of my journey and thanked Aretha for inspiring me along the way."
So why didn't she say that?
"I did not intend to do a tribute to her. That would have been impossible in 2 minutes with all the noise and tinsel of an award show."
So, fair enough. So why didn't she say that at the onset?
Well, I don't know how you come up and say, "Hello, this is not a tribute to Aretha."
No, so I've been asked by MTV Awards to share an anecdote about Aretha, and this is my experience with her.
I think the confusion came because prior to her coming on stage, there was a sort of video montage about Aretha.
So was that the tribute?
Perhaps that was the tribute. Although MTV really missed a beat if they, you know, decided not to actually have a tribute then and to go straight into the award. So I don't know. I feel sorry for Madonna.
I also got a lot of backlash. But that's what happens in the world that we're living in. There's backlash about everything.
I don't feel sorry for the backlash she received about her outfit.
She didn't give us any clues as to what she was wearing.
No, that was just...
That's a hell of a thing. That needs to die.
We also discussed yesterday...
What thing needs... Sasha,
her outfit needs to die. No, I like Madonna. She can stay.
Okay.
I have strong feelings about all that... The heavy jewelry, it's just too much. We also discussed Lana Del Rey and how she is going to Israel. Mm-hmm. She's determined to perform at the Meteor Festival.
Do we know any of her music?
Yes, Summertime Sadness.
Is she one of those people who don't like summer?
It's actually a very beautiful song. It's about the end of summer and saying goodbye to someone she really cares about. Oh. It's one of those tracks. I love her voice. She has a very unique indie soul type of vibe, and as well as going to Israel, which she's very determined to do, so you know, huge respect for that. She's now released a statement as well saying that in addition to playing in Israel, she will also be showing support to the Palestinians, and she wants it to be known that while she's in Israel, she'll be visiting Palestine too, and I look forward to meeting both Palestinian and Israeli children and playing music for everyone. I want peace for both Israel and Palestine.
Lovely.
I completely respect and agree with her decision.
Yeah.
So good for you, Lana Del Rey. Kind of wish I was going to the Meteor Festival. Sounds a lot of fun. And I did promise you news about Bond. So Idris, yes. Although I'm going to begin with the director of the forthcoming Bond film, Bond 25.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to change the name, hopefully. It is the final Bond film starring Daniel Craig. It's a bit of a big deal.
Yes.
And Danny Boyle, who signed on quite a while ago, has now pulled out, citing creative differences. So this was announced by the producers, Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, as well as Daniel Craig.
Barbara Broccoli?
Yes.
Did she choose that name?
Barbara Broccoli... She's been with MGM. She has produced all the Bond films.
Barbara Broccoli.
Yes.
This is why people are given the name like Q and M.
You know, it was quite cute. Benji pronounced her name. He was reading it and he said Barbara Broccoli. And I thought that was quite a nice little twist on it. She should use that.
Benji's special like that. He always finds like the positive. Yes. Can't possibly be broccoli. It must be broccoli.
So Danny Boyle is out. We don't know what's going to happen with the script. because that was based on a story which he created. Mm-hmm. We don't know who's replacing him, and the premiere date has already been set for October of next year. So they're going to have to work very, very fast on replacing him. And you mentioned Idris. Now, Idris was asked, he was at the premiere of his new movie, Yadi, and he was asked by a reporter, do you like it shaken or stirred? And he's always got a great sense of humor, so he said, stir-fried, actually. And then someone said, are we talking to the next Bond? As he walked away, and he just said, no. Thing is, though, could he really have said yes? There's no way he could have said yes. So I'm not ruling out that Idris might be our next Bond.
Okay, not only that, is that apparently he fueled rumors with suggestive tweets Bond songs during his DJ sets. I didn't even know that he was a DJ.
He is a very famous DJ. And we discussed those tweets a couple weeks ago where he said Idris Elba, and then he followed it up saying, don't believe the hype. But you know what? He's a sneaky guy, is Idris. Yeah. And he's got a fantastic sense of humor. So I think he's playing us. I really do.
I read something sometime over the weekend saying if he gets his weight right, he could be Bond.
Yes, I said if he gets in shape.
If he gets in shape. And I was like, when is Idris never in shape?
It's a hell of a thing. I think that the world is ready for a black Bond.
Yeah.
Barbara Broccoli has said. Mm. And if anyone knows about who's being cast, it's her.
And can I tell you what else? I think that the world is ready for a woman Bond.
We've had this discussion.
Yes.
And a black woman Bond. Let's call her Tully.
No.
I'm not sure.
I love the former public protector, but no.
It's not that deep.
I mean,
she's kept some secrets. A lot of secrets, I'm sure.
She has, actually.
She could be a good Bond.
We've seen the latest Doctor Who is female. So I definitely think that the world is veering that way. But again, I think it comes down to the context of Bond and how women who, and I hate to use this word, are promiscuous are viewed compared to men. Because we know that James Bond sleeps with a lot of women and he doesn't get the sort of condemnation that, that's societal.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I really wonder whether they would put a female Bond in place, and if they did, where the Bond as this womanizer would still stay true.